than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Look out, Captain. A nuclear missile, guided by a blind man in a wheelchair. We're going to die.
Relax. It's just the typical confusion podcast hosted by Jim Holiday.
Oh my God, he's so sexy and cute. Come to me, Jimmy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Holiday, and we're just getting back rolling here. We had some computer problems that we had to take care of, and we got those fixed, and hopefully we're sounding okay. The Philadelphia Eagles took Jeremiah Trotter Jr., in the draft. And they met a lot of, I can't get my words out. I'm all over the place. Basically, they fulfilled a lot of needs in the draft, including Jeremiah Trotter Jr., which is really nice to see. Fletcher Cox, of course, retired. The Eagles had a lot of holes to fill, so they definitely did that. Definitely, things are looking up for the Eagles. They had a bad year last year. And hopefully with the adjustments they made on defense, they'll be better suited to handle the situation. And Nick Fangio, excuse me, is a good defensive coordinator. So we'll just have to see how things shake out. The 76ers won a big-time game on Friday night, and they play up in Madison Square Garden. I'm sorry, guys. This is not very professional of me, but for some reason, every time I try to talk, I end up trying to cough instead of talk. The Philadelphia 76ers should win tomorrow. They definitely should. I can't believe Joel Embiid is playing through Bell's palsy. He is a warrior. I got to give him that. I just think he's had some kind of curse on him, because every time he's always getting hurt, or there's always something going on with him physically. I think he's an extremely tough player, and hopefully the Sixers can win this series and get out of the first round, and then we'll see what happens. Nick Nurse is a much better coach than my name is not Doc Rivers. I promise I will try to get through this without coughing. The Eagles did a great job during the NFL draft picking up their needs. And they stayed pat at 22 and got their man, which is really good. And they also picked up Jeremiah Trotter, as I said earlier. And that is awesome, because his father, Trot Sr., was an excellent player. And I'm sure Trot Jr. is very happy to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I want to tell everybody about my home health aide, Madeline. She is from the Dominican Republic. She's old enough to be my daughter, or young enough to be my daughter, depending on how you look at it. She's just one of the nicest people I have ever come across. She treats me so well. We get along great. Every time she talks to people on the phone, she talks in her native language, which is great. She is trying to learn English as a second language. I think the more she practices English, the better she'll get at it. And she had homework this weekend in the college, English composition, and she's like freaking out because she knows she's not good at it. But her English speaking skills are excellent. Plus, she's an adorable person with a great personality. And I just wish there were more people like her. Because if there were, this world would be a much better place. Well, do you want the good news or the bad news? The bad news is that the 76ers now trail the best of seven series by losing today to the New York Knicks. 97-92. The good news is the Philadelphia Phillies swept the San Diego Padres by the score of 8-6 and are now 9 games above 500 with a record of 19-10 and begin a 3-game series in Anaheim tomorrow night, the 29th of April, 2024.
Back with you on the Typical Confusion Podcast.
Let me turn my mic up a little bit. Make sure y'all can hear me over the damn music. It has to be just right, you know. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem, right? Because if you can't hear me, then what's the purpose of the show? I certainly hope you're enjoying the ride, because I am. I love talking nonsense to nobody. That's usually how it goes, right? More nonsense is coming up right here on the Typical Confusion Podcast, because we're all about nonsense. Because if we weren't about nonsense, the name of the show wouldn't make sense. Is that not right? The Phillies are on a roll, man. I love it. I personally think the 76ers are cooked and they're not going to get out of the first round. Such is life. The Flyers never made it. I'm bummed about that. I wanted to see them make the playoffs, even if they just got out of the first round, or didn't even get out of the first round. They made it fun this year. I'm looking forward to next year. It's going to be a fun ride. One of my biggest pet peeves are the commercials that are out now, compared to old commercials from back in the 70s, 60s. 50s, 40s, the commercials today stink. No creativity, nothing. Recently, when I was watching an old Price is Right clip, I saw a Flintstones vitamins commercial from 1973. Loved it. Absolutely loved it, because it had Alan Reed in it, the voice of Fred Flintstone. Today's commercials suck. That's just my personal opinion. The commercials I like the most from today are the Geico commercials with that English guy. Other than that, forget it. Everything else stinks. Effective April 30th, 2024, the Typical Confusion Podcast will go premium. All new episodes will be premium content.